This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is amazingly show number 486. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also sponsored by Finagraph's CashflowTool.com, which is an innovative cash flow tool that syncs with your QuickBooks to forecast your cash flow with uncanny accuracy. If you want more information, go to www.cashflowtool.com/Barry. Well, the size of your network is so important to your business these days, whether you do it in person or you do it online. But what happens to people like me, and I hate to admit it, who really don't like to network? Here to help is one of the best in the business. Gailey Ackenblit is most well known for the vision and execution of her unique networking platform, Networking Phoenix, which has revolutionized the landscape of networking in Phoenix, Arizona. She currently has the largest local networking community of professionals in Phoenix with over 40,000 professionals. Gailey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, Barry.
So what do you do for people like me that know they really have to network, but they just, as life has kind of gone on, they just hate it?
Hate it. I don't know. Hate's such a strong word.
Dislike.
Dislike. No, I get it. You know, honestly, I think networking, the word networking, gets such a bad rap because I think people don't really, people have like a huge misconception of what networking really is. You know, the thing is, we all network daily. If you have friends, you have a network and you network. You know, if you have a job, you have a network. If you're an entrepreneur, you have an, I mean, we all network daily, but I think we don't quite realize that we're networking, you know? So when we think of networking, we think of going to maybe like chamber events where everyone's just shoving their business cards at you and trying to sell you on insurance or whatever. And that's not networking. That's actually called really bad promoting. You know? Yeah. I mean, truly, but that's unfortunately what, you know, people tend to associate networking with. And I tell people, look, it's really, really simple. Networking is making friends. That's all it is. You're making friends because you are never going to do any kind of business with anybody that you don't know, like, and trust. Okay. And maybe we've all heard that phrase, but if you think about it and break it down, who do you know, like, and trust? It's people in your circle. It's people that you're friends with, you know, maybe really good acquaintances. So it's like, you know, if you, when you're done tapping into your warm network and now you have to go build out a new one, you're almost replicating what you've already created in the past, which is making friends and clicking with people that you're just going to have natural good chemistry with.
So I think what kind of got a bad taste in my mouth many years ago is that people, as you say, they really weren't networking with me. They were trying to see what I could do for them, right? Like admittedly, meeting me, they'd give me an ask rather than, let me think about how I can help you. And maybe after I help you, then there'd be something mutual we could work on together.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, and that's what I said. Like, people don't actually know how to network, you know, and, you know, to build a good, solid relationship is, you know, you have to, I mean, you have to do anything, but, you know, the proper etiquette would be to show your value. You know, how are you valuable to a complete stranger that you just met? And it could be from something super minute to great value, right? So I'll give you an example. I recently went to Disneyland with my daughter this past weekend. She's 5 years old.
I know. I saw it on Facebook. I saw the pictures. They were great.
Thank you. Thank you. It was seriously one of the most, I mean, it was just such an amazing experience, you know, but I've never gone. And, you know, Disneyland is an entire world, you know, so if you don't know how to do Disneyland right, you're going to get lost. So, you know, I did a lot of research online, but I was talking to one of my clients, right? And this is, we have a business relationship. We met very recently and we're having this business meeting and I happened to mention I'm going to Disneyland. And for 30 full minutes, she went on to give me these tips of how to do Disneyland. And let me tell you, if I didn't have that conversation with her, I would have had a completely different trip. So you know, she's showing me value as a person. And it wasn't even like it had nothing to do with business. But all of a sudden, I'm like, she's the most amazing thing happening to me right now. This is the best part of the business meeting. That now and then just naturally makes me want to reciprocate.
Right.
Right. And that right there is networking. You know, that's what networking is.
You know, Gilly, one of the things I've always admired about you is your ability to share your authenticity online and in person. And I think that's also why you're so successful, because you put yourself out there, you know, all the good stuff, all the not so good stuff. So people feel comfortable sharing themselves with you as well.
Yes. Yes. And so that's kind of like another, you know, this is where a lot of the human psychology comes into networking, you know, because when we're vulnerable and we're open to being vulnerable and we can share, people relate to us because we're all people, you know. Like I tell everyone, look, you're not networking with businesses, you're networking with people. Behind every business card is a person. So it's never even about the business card, it's about the person. And, you know, what's happened to me recently is that, you know, I launched this personal blog about 2 years ago when, you know, I went through a divorce, and I was really just launching it for myself. I mean, I wasn't necessarily, you know, doing it, you know, for the world, but I happened to post it on Facebook, and the thing went viral. One of my posts went viral. I mean, it was unbelievable. I'd never seen anything like it. And shockingly, even to me, I started getting clients because of it. People read my blog. They were able to relate to it, you know, whether they went through their own divorce or felt their own kind of pain. And then they wanted to hire me to help them in their business with networking and marketing. I mean, it had nothing to do with divorce, you know, but it's just, it's a way for us to connect in that human level. And again, with networking, the initial connection has to happen in the human level. And then you can connect on the professional level. That's secondary. And this is where a lot of people get it confused, you know, because they walk into a room full of strangers and they think, I have to lead with my professional foot. I have to tell them how good I am in business, how profitable the company is. But the thing is, nobody cares. You know, nobody cares about your business until they care about you as a person.
Right. I think that's totally true. And you also say that you really have to have people, when they get in these settings, to stop having boring conversation, because everyone's, I guess, has this social script they feel like they got to stick to.
Exactly. It's so boring. I mean, I tell people, you want to be memorable, you want to stand out, stop being boring, you know, because like, think about it. You walk into a room and someone comes up to you and says, hi, my name is, you know, Jane, what's your name and what do you do? I mean, can you imagine, like, literally, Barry, only in America is it acceptable to ask somebody what they do right when you met them. You're basically saying, how do you make your money?
Right.
I mean, it's just not polite in so many ways. And here in the U.S., it's acceptable for some reason, but it makes everyone feel awkward. And nobody likes that question. So I tell people, instead of asking that question as an icebreaker, ask people their story. You know, and all of a sudden they're going to have to pause and say, wait, what? What did this person just ask me? And they're going to proceed to still tell you what they do for a living because they don't even know how to answer your question. So, you know, and when they're done, smile and nod and then say, that's great. But I asked you what, but, you know, I was curious what your story is. You know, how did you hear about this event? Where are you from? You know, just kind of lead into more of like, have them tell you their personal story. Have them tell you why they're doing what they're doing. And they're going to walk away thinking you're their new best friend.
And this is really the key. I've heard you talk about this before as well, is that your goal is to make people feel good. And if you can get people to talk about themselves, ultimately, somewhere along the line, Gilly, they're going to feel good.
Yes. When people are talking about themselves, there's this neurological thing that happens in our brains. Okay, so this is what I love about networking. We actually have science to back a lot of this up, right? Everyone thinks networking is such a soft thing, you know, soft skill. But there's a lot of science to it. When somebody's talking about themselves, their brain is pumping out dopamine and they feel really, really good. So when you let somebody talk about themselves, they literally feel like they just got a present, you know, like it's Christmas morning or they won the lottery, you know, and they just really feel good and they don't even know why they like you so much. I mean, they literally don't know why they're liking you so much. And it's only because you're letting them talk about themselves and their brain is full of dopamine.
Absolutely. Last question I have for you, Gilly, is what do you do as far as follow-up after you've met someone or had some kind of introduction, either online or at a personal event?
Yeah, so follow-up is key. And, you know, and I find that most people don't follow up. I mean, you can do everything I just told you to do properly. And if you don't follow up, follow up, you've lost everything, you know, because people, there's so much life that happens between the time they meet you to, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 days. So ideally, you want to follow up in that first 72-hour window, which is roughly 3 days. And you want to remind them that you had a personal connection. So when you send the follow-up email, you know, hey, it was so great to meet you, you know, at this event, da-da-da. Love the fact that we both wore matching shoes. You know, we definitely got the memo. You know, or something silly like, I mean, you know, not silly, but something that you felt that you connected on. Remind them of that personal connection. And it's going to be a lot more difficult for them to not respond to you.
Absolutely. Gelly, I got to go. If you want to reach Gelly, you can go to www.networkingphoenix.com. Gelly, it's always great to talk to you and learn about your wisdom.
Thanks, Barry.
This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back getting your small business unstuck.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning. The Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. I'm Jeremy Scott. Getting reports of a lot of places with high standing water. We'll start things off on the Dan Ryan. Outbound at 31st, you have high water in all lanes. And also inbound and outbound at the Burn Interchange on the inbound Kennedy and the inbound Dan Ryan. Now, as you are traveling on the Stevenson right around Pulaski, not only do we have high standing water in the area, but there's also a vehicle facing the wrong way inbound at Pulaski. Also, a crash on the ramp from southbound 355 to 88. That ramp is partially blocked off. The rest of your roadways, they are wet. And with the rain moving through, you'll definitely want to give yourself some extra time. And that rain's going to be there throughout the morning. Could see some more later on with temperatures in the 80s. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you remember the race and class of D&D character that you you chose as a young girl playing D&D?
Yeah,
with your
my
friends?
Mom's basement.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I remember thinking the Dungeons and Dragons crew is just a little off.
It's collaborative. You create this world and you make of it what you will.
That sounds
in collaboration with your other nerd friends who are also not going to prom.
Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications.
Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
It's buy one, get one at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy. With thousands of products to discover and hundreds of ways to save. This week, feel your best for less with Nature's Bounty and CVS Health Vitamins BOGO free. And save big on beauty with Revlon, Maybelline, and L'Oreal BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Visit CVS.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
So do you want to sell your company for the highest price? Now may be actually the best time to actually do it. Here to guide us through it is Bob House. He's the president of BizBuySell.com and BizQuest.com, the internet's largest and most heavily trafficked business for sale marketplaces. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So tell us about the environment right now, the marketplace for selling small businesses.
Yeah, it's a really active marketplace right now. In fact, the most active that we've seen since we started tracking this data. We ask brokers that use our platform to report on sold businesses, and we've never seen a higher level than we have now. We've been tracking this data going back to 2007.
And so what do you think is leading to the activity?
Well, there's a number of factors. First and foremost is there's just a lot of baby boomers who've built these businesses and are reaching retirement age. So there's a demographic trend that is, producing a good amount of supply. These businesses are performing well. They've been growing their revenues and cash flows over the last 5 years, and there's a lot of confidence in the market by buyers and access to capital, which enables them to get these deals done.
Now, on your site, you focus on a lot of small businesses. I saw here that the median sale price for the business was $245,000. What's the clientele that you service?
Yeah, we service, really a range of buyers and sellers. These are the medians, so there's a lot of inventory in retail and restaurants and service businesses, and some of those tend to, skew towards the lower end of the market sometimes. But we also have manufacturing businesses and all kinds of businesses that really range from tens of thousands to tens of millions and kind of like what they sell for. But for the most part, BizBuySell serves kind of traditional Main Street small businesses when we think of small businesses in America.
So, Bob, in your experience, does every business have a buyer or only certain businesses actually can get sold?
Yeah, not every listing is going to sell. There are certainly good businesses with good cash flow. Ultimately, you're buying the cash flow of a business. And if a business has predictable, strong cash flow that a new buyer sees potential in growing, it's probably going to find a buyer. There are certainly struggling businesses or businesses that aren't as strong on the cash flow standpoint, and those may not always sell.
So are you really seeing that people, what they're buying is really some kind of multiple of the expected cash flow?
That's right. These businesses trade typically as a multiple of cash flow or seller discretionary earnings, as is used in the industry.
Right.
And it ranges from 2 to 3 typically. 2.3 or so is about what we have seen historically as a median across all the businesses reported sold on our platform. But, larger businesses are going to have higher multiples, and it's not uncommon to see multiples of 5 or higher for bigger businesses or in certain industries.
So if I want to try to sell my company or prepare it for sale at the highest price, what kinds of things should I be doing right now?
Well, there's a lot of things you should be doing as you prepare a business for exit. Certainly you need to plan ahead. It's usually good to have a multi-year horizon when you're thinking about your exit, but you can get it done in as short as a year. Get your financials in order and make sure your business is ready to show. But you want to make sure that it's going to be transferable, that you're not so wrapped up in the business that you are the identity of the business. You have a trained management team in place, that you have recurring revenue streams. You're not too concentrated on a few kind of high value customers, and things like that will make the business transferable to a new owner.
I think you bring up an excellent point, Bob, because the idea of transferability, I believe that a lot of small business owners don't really understand that, because if the business is only about them, and when they leave, that business ain't going to be there anymore, there's not that much value, right?
That's right. That's right. It loses some value. There's not no value, but it'd certainly be stronger if you could step out. In fact, the best businesses are businesses where you already have stepped out and are maybe not as involved at the level that you used to be. You have a good management team in place to run the business.
So what are the biggest mistakes, Bob, that you really see when people are going to sell their business?
That's a good question. I think, there's understanding what the value is, pricing it appropriately, not over estimating what it's worth, not lowballing it. I think, you know, being prepared for the long slog, it's difficult to sell your business, so it's probably best to employ a broker or somebody who can focus on that while you continue to run your business. The last thing you want to have happen is have your business suffer while you're trying to sell it. It's a very involved process. And so I think, you know, some owners take their eye off that ball and, you know, end up getting distracted from, you know, keeping their financials strong.
It's interesting because as I help a lot of small businesses sell their business, I find the largest problem they face is that they're not really prepared for the due diligence that goes into selling your business. They don't realize that, you know, someone's going to come in. It's like it's going to be a colonoscopy, and they're going to tell you your baby's ugly, and they don't like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of the owners' identities are wrapped up in their business, and they typically usually overvalue them. And so that's always a challenge, is because a buyer's going to come in and shoot holes in everything, and you're going to have to be able to defend them. So being prepared for that is very key.
So what's the best way, Bob, to prepare for that?
Well, I think it's good to get independent third-party counsel, whether it's your, you know, CPA, lawyer, broker, to help you be objective in this. I think it's sometimes very hard for owners to be as objective as they should be. So probably that's my best advice to owners looking to sell.
And make sure, I always tell people, make sure that you really have a handle on what your financials are. So many folks don't really have solid financials, and somewhere in the due diligence process, that comes back to haunt you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, again, that's going to be really scrutinized by any buyer. So you need to have that stuff all really tight, good records, and a good understanding of how your business is operating financially.
So, Bob, what advice would you have? Because a lot of businesses, especially on the smaller end, have a sale component that includes some kind of earn-out, right? You're going to get paid over time, or you're going to get paid based on performance. What advice do you have when small business owners are considering those types of things?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I have any real direct experience on that. Again, we're the marketing platform that allows owners and brokers to market their listings, and we're not really involved in the transactions. I can't say that I have great visibility into that. I know that that is common, as well as, of course, seller notes and seller financing.
Right.
So, I don't know. Again, I would consult with the professionals who really know that area of the business.
So if I'm considering listing my business on BizBuySell.com or BizQuest, how can I make it more attractive so people take a look at it, right? Because if they don't look at it, they're never going to buy it. So you at least want them to notice you.
Absolutely. Well, you know, have complete listings, write good titles, have an image that draws the eye. But remember also that you're not telling the life story of the business in the listing. You need to have a reason for it to be attractive enough for a potential buyer to reach out. Kind of look at it as a little bit of like a dating site. You want to, you know, provide some intrigue, and it looks like an interesting opportunity, but you don't need to disclose everything. And of course, most owners are going to not want to disclose too much anyway until they get a buyer under a signed NDA.
Well, we're coming up on the second half of 2018 and 2019. What's your forecast of selling businesses over the next couple of years?
Well, we certainly haven't seen any signs of it slowing down. It's certainly still on the upswing. We certainly expect that throughout 2018. You never know what's going to happen with the global or local U.S. economy, so I never want to be too bold in my predictions, but again, the healthy supply of boomers retiring, the tax reform that's just happened, and the access to capital is all providing tailwinds that are helping the market. And I don't see those stopping in time in the near future.
That's good to hear. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, where should they go?
Yeah, bizbuysell.com, BizBuySell.com.
Bob, thanks so much for being on the show.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Coming up, how do you deal with that bulldozer moment? How do you deal with, you know, that whatever happens next is going to actually change your life? We'll talk about that coming up. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Elder just wants America to know the facts.
Contrary to the Black Lives Matter narrative, the police have much more to fear from black males than black males have to fear from the police. In 2015, a police officer was 18.5 times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male was to be killed by a police officer.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Preparations appear to be in place for Tuesday's historic meeting involving President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
The president said on Twitter, "I look forward to meeting Kim and have a feeling that this one-time opportunity will not be wasted. The U.S. has made it clear that its aim is a commitment from Pyongyang to denuclearize."
Fox's John Decker in Singapore. Amid tensions over a possible trade war, President Trump, following the G7 summit in Canada, calling Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau dishonest and weak. Trudeau saying,
I told the president that we would be moving forward with retaliatory equivalent tariffs as of July 1st, and he expressed to me that he thought that would be a mistake.
Late last month, the U.S. slapped tariffs on imported steel and aluminum from Canada, along with Mexico and the European Union. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. I'm Jeremy Scott. A lot is going on right now on the roadways, and that's all due to lots of crashes and high standing water, all due to this nasty weather we are seeing on the Ohio Feeder Ramp. Getting reports of rollover accident, Ohio and Orleans. Also, flooding at the Burn Interchange, inbound Dam Ryan and inbound Kennedy. Also, Stevenson, inbound and outbound around Pulaski. Getting reports of standing water there with a vehicle facing the wrong way. Traffic is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Mothers Against Drunk Driving supports victims of drunk driving, drug driving, and underage drinking at no charge. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP. Visit there or visit mad.org. That's MADDE.org. The forecast is this rain will supposedly move out with temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now at O'Hare, it is 64 degrees. It's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Cash flow. It's something every business is worried about. It's hard to know at any given moment how you're doing, and worse, it's impossible to predict the future. Until now. Welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive. You know who thinks running a small business is easy? People who've never run a small business. But entrepreneurs like you know all about the endless phone calls, emails, paperwork, and late nights. It's time to let technology take on some of the workload. Wednesday, June 20th at 1 p.m. Eastern, Barry is partnering with Thrive to host a Technology Hacks webinar exclusively for small business owners. If you're ready to make smarter decisions on the technology you trust to run your business, claim your seat today at tinyurl.com/THRYV.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Did you ever have that time in your life where you knew from what just happened that your life would be changed forever, that what you did at that moment and how you used it afterwards would influence what would ever come next? Donato Tramuto is the CEO of Tiviti Health Inc., a leading provider of health and wellness programs, and is an innovator industry leader for almost 35 years in healthcare. In 2011, he founded Health E-Villages with projects in Kenya, Uganda, South Sudan, Haiti, and the United States. Today, this nonprofit provides 400 state-of-the-art mobile tablets to 18 global and domestic communities with challenging clinical environments. It's got a book out. It's called Life's Bulldozer Moments, How Adversity Leads to Success in Life and Business. Now in its fifth printing. Donato, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. It's a pleasure to be here.
So most of us go through these kinds of times. What should you do when this happens to you, and what should you do with it afterwards?
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, having been through it many times, I think that the first thing you want to do is obviously understand what has just happened. That's a typical response. And I think different people go through different reactionary responses. I know when I had lost my hearing, it was a lot different than when I lost my two friends and their three-year-old on the second plane that hit the South Tower on September 11th. There are moments of anger. There's moments of despair. I think what you learn from each bulldozer moment is what to do in the next one. And I think that that is what really is perhaps the greatest opportunity, is the recovery, is that you find yourself, you kind of dust yourself off, and you get back up, and you're able to do things that you never thought you were able to do. And I think that's what has happened in my life and why I felt compelled to write a book on it.
This is interesting for me because I think one of the toughest things is that people get stuck in that moment. They let that moment define the rest of their life. I remember we had a gentleman on the show where he was out drinking with his father one night, and he was involved in a car accident, and his father passed away. And he says, I'm not going to let the worst moment in my life define my life. How do you get unstuck and actually move on? Because that's hard.
Well, I think the one thing is recognizing that the only person who never leaves you is yourself. And I think that that is what has gotten me through when I lost my hearing for almost 10 years. And then I lost a brother in a car accident during that time. And what I recognize is the more you can understand, you know, the new, what I call chronic condition of the 21st century is loneliness. And it's not only with our vulnerable populations. It's with everyone. Everyone's feeling alone. They have a story to tell, and they're not able to share it with others. And I do think technology has been one of our greatest gifts, and I think it's been one of our greatest challenges. And so the more we can recognize that we have an enormously great story with the ups and the downs and the positives and the negatives, and the more we can connect to others where we can share those stories, that's really what helps you to pull it up, you know, pull yourself out of those most despairing moments that I think we all have in our life, and nobody's immune from it.
You know, it always amazes me, Donato, that we talk about how the chronic condition for the 21st century is loneliness, yet we're electronically connected more than ever before, except we go out to dinner with people and everybody is on their smartphones. Ah. It's crazy. And I found that, you know, recently over the past 3 months where my father passed away, I was really touched with the people that actually reached out to me to connect. And it that's the thing in the end that really did help, exactly what you're saying.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I think that this is something I'm taking on right now, which is this loneliness. The business that I lead is a business that's focused on 16 million seniors. We try to get them to the fitness centers. Let me tell you, my oldest member just passed away. She was 103 years old. I can assure you she was not bench pressing 150 pounds at the gym. What happened is we got her out of her home, and she got connected to people. At age 89, she joined the program, and we were able to give her 15 more years. And so you're absolutely correct. We have to get back to the basics, and we have to get back to having not a conversation with people, but we have to get back to having a conversation with people.
And what's the best way to do that? Is that just physically being with other folks?
I think it's a combination of other things. I think it's not just being physically there, because people could be present and not have any interaction. I think it's really taken the time. When I learned about my book, Barry, and I didn't recognize this at the time that I was writing it, it's a story. My story is no better or worse than another person's story. It's just a story. And everyone has a story. Take the time to understand. You know, Maya Angelou, my hero in life, once said, there's nothing more agonizing than an untold story that remains in your system. And so the more we can learn about others, connect with what they believe in, everyone has a passion. And I think that we could make the world a little bit more gentle and kinder. I always say in corporate America, kindness is the new currency in corporate America. And I think we have to use that now in all of our encounters.
I think what's going on in the world, we all need a little more kindness. Donato, where can people learn more about what you're doing and get your book? It's called Life's Bulldozer Moments, How Adversity Leads to Success in Life and Business.
Absolutely. Just so you know, I have a private foundation that I launched 16 years ago. All the proceeds go to the Tramuto Foundation to help young children who have had challenges in their lives go off to college. And so if you just Google the Tramuto Foundation, T-R-A-M-U-T-O, you'll learn more about the book.
Thanks, Nino. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning. The Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. I'm Jeremy Scott. Things are just not getting better out there on the roadways. Getting reports of a new crash southbound on the tri-state. This can be just after Harlem Avenue. Two right lanes are already closed, so I'd expect with more equipment showing up that more lanes will be shut down as well. Now, as you are traveling on all your expressways, expect wet conditions. We are hearing of standing water. Both directions of Stevenson, right around Pulaski, just under the railroad viaduct. Also, if you're traveling on the inbound Kennedy, inbound Dan Ryan, at the Burn Interchange, the usual high standing water backing up through there. Also, outbound on the Dam Ryan around 31st, high water being reported in all lanes. Also, being reports of a rollover at Ohio and Orleans. Forecast for today, this rain should move out, but there's more behind it. Temperatures in the mid 70s and temperatures around the area in the 60s with wet weather. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you wake up at night worried about your business cash flow? Or worry about running out of cash, not knowing when your invoices get paid, or panic when a sudden expense happens? Well, worry no more. Welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive. You know who thinks running a small business is easy? People who've never run a small business. But entrepreneurs like you know all about the endless phone calls, emails, paperwork, and late nights. It's time to let technology take on some of the workload. Wednesday, June 20th at 1 p.m. Eastern, Barry is partnering with Thrive to host a Technology Hacks webinar exclusively for small business owners. If you're ready to make smarter decisions on the technology you trust to run your business, claim your seat today at tinyurl.com/THRYV.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he's finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
As a small business owner, being a great and effective presenter is no longer optional. If you want to get your message out there, you got to know how to speak. Tom McCarthy is a peak performance coach, communication expert, and founder of the Fire Up Training System that delivers sales team transformations for exponential growth. Tom originally created the system in 1986 for Tony Robbins, which resulted in an unprecedented 200% sales increase year over year. His work has inspired over a million people to peak performance. He's given over 2,000 trainings in 24 countries for audiences as large as 18,000. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Great to be with you.
So how do you win? Where do you start when you want to give an effective presentation that really can connect with your audience?
Well, what happened was when I started with Tony Robbins, I was an incredibly poor presenter. So I did not know back then. That was a long time ago. And I really didn't study it. I got put into some situations where I failed as a presenter. And so I had to learn the hard way. And I started watching people that were really successful. And I saw that they were doing things differently than everybody else. And I thought at first, well, maybe they're just better than everybody else. But the things they were doing that I discovered were things we all can do. And my latest book actually is called Win the Presentation Game. And so there's really three things I think they do, great presenters do, that everyone can do. And the first thing is they have this ability to put together great stories. So it doesn't feel like a bunch of bullet points. It doesn't sound like some rehearsed presentation. It really sounds like an evolving story, almost like, you know, a Hollywood blockbuster appearing right before you. So that's the first thing. We show people how to do that. The second thing I saw that most people struggle with, but the great presenters don't, is a lot of people, when they get ready to give a presentation, they get extremely nervous or they have anxiety or fear. And the great presenters don't. And a lot of people think, well, it's natural to have some fear. It's actually not. It's something that has to be created every single time. But instead of creating fear or anxiety, you could, what we call, feel like a winner. You could go in with confidence and anticipation and excitement. So that's the second thing we show people how to do. How do you get rid of all that stuff that you're bringing in that's not serving you, and how do you show up feeling like a winner? That's actually what we call it, where you know in advance that you did extremely well. And then the third thing that the great presenters do is they energize and engage their audience. They literally transmit not just information, but energy. They've got charisma, which is presence plus power, and then some warmth added on. So those are the big three that we look at to help people take their game to the next level.
So, Tom, let me ask you about a couple of them. I think stories are really important because people would much rather learn through hearing stories. A lot of people don't want to tell their own stories. They don't know, well, I don't have any interesting stories. What am I going to say?
Yeah, exactly. And the very one thing, though, the whole presentation should sound like a story. So there are going to be embedded stories in every presentation. But what we show people how to do with Fire Up is how to create almost like a psychological thriller that pulls people in and then solves their problem. And then you've got little embedded stories, too. Everybody has hundreds of great stories they can tell. It's just opening their minds to being a little bit more creative and finding things in their life or things they've read or heard about where they can integrate those into the larger story we call your presentation.
And the second thing is you talked about energizing your audience. I think every presenter wants to do that. What is the most effective way to find out how you can energize your audience? Because people do it in much different ways, right? I'm not going to be able to energize my audience, the way that you can, and vice versa.
Yeah, I think everybody has the ability to energize. And so one of the things we do is we in my last book, Win the Presentation Game, we say to win the game, you've got to change the game. You can't do presentations the way everyone else is doing. You just can't, right? Those are people standing up, they're reading some PowerPoint slides to you, or, you know, they're extremely nervous and you're feeling that. So what we do in changing the game in terms of energizing, the first big habit we get people to do is to stop giving presentations. Now, that's not exactly what what it might sound like, but we want you to stop feeling like you're giving a presentation, and we want you to start feeling like you're having a conversation. And so one way you start energizing people is, even if you've got an audience of 18,000, at any point in time, Barry, you should be talking to one person. You literally should be looking at one person in your audience and feeling like you're having this energizing, helpful conversation with them, where you're sharing an idea with them. And that starts to change the game in many ways. Number one, you become more conversational, which is more energizing than some rehearsed, practiced presentation. And then also, other people now start to connect with you because you're looking them in the eye and you're talking to that person for 5 seconds or so, and then go finding someone else to go talk to. So that's one of the big things we try and get people to do. And then the other thing that people have to understand is that 93% of their communication is coming from their voice qualities, things like pace, volume, tonality, right? Those type things, and their body language, their gestures, their facial expressions, their movement. Only 7% is coming from what you're actually saying. So the energy comes from using more of your voice and using more of your body language. And when you do that, it's gonna feel like you're working harder, but whatever you put out in terms of energy, you're gonna get back from the audience in return.
Tom, I think it's really some great advice. If you want to get in touch with Tom, it's tommccarthy.com. Tom, appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Barry.
This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6 is still the place to save money as you travel down the highway, or for you Californians, the freeway. Whether you're on a cross-country trek on Interstate 10 or a fun jaunt up State Route 1, aka the 10 or the PCH, there's probably one of our more than 1,400 locations right down the road. Or for Californians, just over the hill. But it's rush hour, so I'd take the canyon. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, how do you deal with the email overload that you face every single day? But at the same time, how do you make sure that the email that you send gets to your prospects and clients? AJ Goel is the founder and developer of two companies, GMass, a mass email system for Gmail, and WordZen, a 24/7 live editing and proofreading service for Gmail users. He has spoken at Chicago's Tech Week, DePaul's Coleman Entrepreneur Center, and Technery. AJ, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. I'm excited to be here.
So this is such a huge problem. Where do you even start?
Well, most people have read about or seen techniques that other people have published on how to manage their inbox. So there's a widely known principle called inbox zero, which is to try to keep zero emails in your inbox that need responding to. But the truth is that most people fail at it because they just can't keep up. And even with all these systems in place, it's really hard to never be behind on responding to email. And so what we've done is we've said, throw out all of these systems that you're used to using and all of these best practices, some of which include like only responding to email at a particular time in the day, or using tools so that you can snooze an email and have it come back to the top of your inbox a few days later because you don't want to deal with it now. These are some of the things that people do to help keep on top of email. What we've done is we've said, forget all that. We're going to make your life easier by writing your emails for you. And that's the essence of what my service called WordZen does, is you talk into your phone or into your computer, and you respond to your email with your voice, and then a live human editor on the other end takes what you've said and writes a professional email based on what you said.
And so does it actually read it to you first, or are you looking at them online and then you're just with a voice, you're just responding?
You're just responding with your voice because that's what allows you to respond, whether you're lying on your couch or walking in the park or holding your baby. You just talk into your phone and record yourself, and then the editor will write the email for you and then put it back as a saved draft in your Gmail account so that you can review it and then send it, or the editor can send it for you if you like.
And so tell us, we've got about another 30 seconds left, tell us how this service is going and what you've found out about it.
Well, it's going decently well so far. You know, one of the fears people have is some people fear like oh, wait, another person is actually going to be looking at my email and reading the email that I'm responding to. And the answer is yes. But it makes your life so much easier by allowing that person to do that because they're acting as your assistant. Like you have an assistant for your Gmail account, and that can save people a lot of time.
Well, AJ, if people are interested in WordZen, where can they go?
WordZen.com.
Easy enough. AJ, thanks for being on the show. And I want to thank everyone else for joining this week's radio show. And of course, I got to thank our sponsors, Nextiva. They're the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. And I want to thank also Finagraph, one of our new sponsors. They've got this great cashflowtool.com. It's an innovative cash flow tool that syncs with your QuickBooks to forecast your cash flow with uncanny accuracy. If you want more information, you got to go to www.cashflowtool.com/Barry. I also want to thank our staff, our booking producer, Sarah Schaffran, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Gilchrist. If you are serious about getting your small business unstuck, you got to give me a call, 773-837-8250, or you can email me at barry@moltz.com. Remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy Jacobs.